Now I'm going to explain what the four letters are. When you pronounce this syllable, ah starts in the back of the mouth. Oo, the sound fills the mouth cavity, and then it closes at the lips. You move the sound mass forward. All words, therefore, are simply fragments of om. This includes all the sounds of all words. Consonants are regarded simply as stops. All the vowel sounds are included in om when it's properly pronounced. Thus, all the words and their meanings, all the sounds that we hear, are broken inflections of om, just as we are all broken inflections of that one image. Om is the sound value of that image. Now it is allegorically interpreted as follows. Ah is associated with what is called waking consciousness. That's the state of most of us here. When consciousness is awake, what one sees seems to be separate from oneself. Subject and object are separate from each other. The bodies that we behold are gross bodies, made of gross matter, called sthula, which changes form very slowly and is not self-luminous. It has to be lighted from without in order to be seen. On this level, Aristotelian logic prevails. A is not B. U is associated with dream consciousness. Now, when you move into the level of dream consciousness, all the laws of logic change. There, although you think you're seeing something that's not you, it is actually you that you're seeing, because the dream is simply a manifestation of your own will and energy. You created the dream, and yet you're surprised by it. So the duality there is illusory. There, subject and object, though apparently separate, are the same. Now, the realms of the gods and demons, heaven, purgatories, and hells, are of the substance of dream. The gods are of the substance of dream, so that the mythology of the world is the dream of the world. And if taken objectively, as though there were gods, well, then they are the counterparts of your dream. This is a very important point. Dream and myth are of the same logic. This is a point that we're getting in our psychiatric works now, from Freud, Jung, and Erich Fromm, and so forth. Now, since the subject and object seem to be separate but are not separate in a dream, so the God that seems to be outside of you is not different from you. You and your God are one. Now we're moving to something very interesting. All the heavens and gods are within you and are identical with aspects of your own consciousness on the dream level. Now we come to the M. This is the level of deep, dreamless sleep. Here, consciousness has been covered over by ignorance, by darkness. This is the realm out of which consciousness then will reappear. But the fact that we are not conscious of it does not mean that it's not there. But it is not consciousness of anything. There are no differentiated things. It is called an undifferentiated mass of consciousness. The goal of yoga is to go into that realm of undifferentiated consciousness awake. And when one does, what is there experienced is undifferentiated consciousness. We don't have a counterpart to this concept in our Western vocabularies. It doesn't even have a name in India. It's called simply the fourth state, and that is the letter of the fourth syllable. I mean, the fourth letter of the syllable, the letter of silence. Because all the words that we speak refer either to waking images and logic, dream images and logic, or ignorance. We do not have words for this, and so it is the ultimate silence, but it is that which we are.